Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you in the house. It is Wednesday. It's a hump day. What do we do today, class? We get excited. Why? Because every day that ends in Y is your day. Hey, a lot going on in the Crowley house today. A lot going on in the community. A lot going on in life, man. Don't miss the little things. Tonight, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on. Tonight, my daughter will be in Children's Hospital overnight for a sleep study. Those of you that follow the show, follow our family, you know, our daughter, born at 1 pound, and she's been on a ventilator for the past couple of years. Hoping to get her off the ventilator in the evening, and in order to do that, your child must go to Children's Hospital, and they do what's called a sleep study. And they monitor, they put these probes. I'm telling you, it's like glue they put in your hair, you being the child. And they put all these probes, hook them, it's like a million of them, man. They measure your brain waves, your breathing functions, all that stuff. I won't get into it. The whole point of this podcast is to just show gratitude for, I mean, taking a breath. I mean, God, so many people complain. We're going tonight. It's an overnight. My wife stays with our baby, and then I take our three older daughters and come home and take care of them. But it's a group effort, man, trying to get a baby healthy. And when I walk into Children's Hospital, let me tell you, it's the same feeling I get now as what I got when Paige, our youngest daughter at the time in 2009, was in Children's Hospital for something. They never diagnosed it. She had a stiff neck with over 100-degree fever for 15 straight days, and she was 3 years old. And that's like, you know, you Google. The worst thing ever invented for symptoms is Google, okay? It's the internet, the worst. Because you Google neck pain, fever, prolonged fever, meningitis, deadly, 3 months to live. Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. It's like if you get on Google or you get on WebMD and you start typing in your symptoms, elbow hurts, a little, bone cancer, you know, go immediately to your emergency room and, you know, get treatment, metastatic most likely, or whatever it's called. It's like crazy, you know? It's like stay off the internet when you got any symptoms at all and just recover yourself. But when I go through Children's Hospital, I don't know about you, when you go into a hospital, do you ever get that feeling that, wow, I'm pretty damn lucky? I get choked up. I get choked up just talking about this stuff, man, because it's one thing to go to a hospital and you see somebody at the end of life, and they're going through and they're struggling and, you know, they're living out their final years. You know, my mom worked at a nursing pavilion for a long, long time. She was a plant nurse at Case Cutlery Knives in Bradford, PA for the longest time. And then raised all of us. You know, the most she ever made was 17 grand. The most. Raising 8 kids. I don't know how. I don't even know. I have no idea how she did it. No clue. I don't even know. And I don't even remember. I mean, I remember being poor, but I don't remember being homeless or anything, you know. But when she was working at the nursing pavilion the last 5 or 10 years of when she was working, you know, I'd go up there and there'd be people that couldn't even tell you what day it was, couldn't tell you their name, dementia, Alzheimer's. They were just checked their final months, their final year, you know, on earth. And I remember taking stock in that, walking around, because I worked at the hospital that was connected to the nursing pavilion, and I would bring the trays up. I worked in the dietary department, and part of my high school job in my junior year of high school was I brought the trays up, which was great to see my mom every night. She worked a 3 to 11 shift at the nursing pavilion. I brought them up there too. Not so great when report cards came out and my mom would catch me in the hallway. Hey, you saw your science grade, dear. You got a C. Don't go out. You're not going out for the next month. Okay, good to see you. Bye. But it's another thing entirely to see a baby or to see a child that's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old without any hair, being wheeled around Children's Hospital, been there for months and months at a time. And I'm going to bring my kids down there, and I'm going to tell them, keep your eyes wide open, kids. Keep your eyes wide open. It's a good metaphor in life. All of us should go through life with eyes wide open because we miss so much. And we always want a lot of the stuff. Mostly we want what we can't have. We want what other people have. And then we get that and figure out that's not what we wanted in the first place. What I want, and can I be very candid with you? And I don't know if you share this or not. Maybe you do. I want significance. You know what I mean? Like, I walk through life every day with my eyes wide open, looking for opportunity, looking for significance in my life, not just how I can make more money or get on bigger stages and speak and all that stuff. It's how I can, and it doesn't even have anything to do with money. Like, I could go for a run or I could go for a long walk. I remember last Monday, it was beautiful here in Cincinnati. My wife and I took our baby out. It was about noon. Took him downtown Loveland here on the bike path that goes through the woods. We've got a bike path that goes from hundreds of miles. Beautiful. And it goes through our hometown here in Loveland. And we just walked with our baby on a, in a stroller thinking, boy, where were we a year ago? Oh, that's right. She couldn't even get out of a – oh, she was on the ventilator 24 hours a day. Now she's out, and she's only on this thing on it at night. And now I go to Children's Hospital, and I see kids that are going to have this just whatever disease it is or whatever that's going to incapacitate them for the longest time. It's almost damn near permanent. And we want so much as a society, bigger, faster, more of it. Give me more, give me more, give me more. How about give me significance? Give me a reason to even be here. I want purpose in my life. I want to know that what I'm doing today is actually going to mean anything. You know, I don't want to build a website to build a website. I want to build a website. I want to build the Everyday Saturday Academy, by the way. Hey, let me just put a plug in there. I left that page. If you visited it, it's still there. If you, everybody listens to the podcast. If you haven't jumped on the early bird offer and it's still there right now, please do it. You're really missing out. And I mean, look, I'm not selling you. I'm just saying, if you haven't gone, go to edislive.com. And if you haven't jumped on that early bird offer, I'm telling you, you need to do it. I've been recording the video content for the past 3 weeks. We're going to unveil it to the early bird beta testers. And we're going to open up our exclusive Facebook group to everybody. And you're going to be part of that early bird group. Just do it. Don't even think about it. Okay. And I'm not selling. I'm just saying, do it. It's the greatest product I feel that's out there right now that lends what we're talking about, significance, how to have purpose and passion to your life. There's some marketing and some sales material in there as well to learn how to do that better, how to build better relationships, how to sell anything, how to find and take your message and sell it to anybody. Sure, that's in there. But man, if you miss this early bird thing, and if you're catching this and the early bird offer isn't there, then buy it anyway. It's great. And if you don't think it's great, just send me an email. Say, Sam, I don't think it's great. And we'll do more. We'll give you more products, man. Just stay with us. Trust me, stay with us. But back to the message today. Walk through life today with your eyes wide open. Look at stuff that you don't normally look at. Take a different way to work today. Take a different way to the gym. That's what I do. I don't always take the same highway. I could get to the gym 10 minutes taking the highway or 20 minutes taking the back roads. And a lot of the times I'll take the back roads and I'll go down a road and I'll be like, oh, I don't remember that street being there. Let me take a ride, take a ride down there and I'll see somebody or I'll see something going on or I'll see a building, a factory, something. I'm like, wow, check that out. I wonder what the story, I always want to know what the story is behind that. You know, life comes to us as a story. If you want to get good in sales, tell stories. You want to be bad in sales? Don't tell stories. You want to be really bad in sales? Don't tell stories and talk about yourself all the time. Okay, that's how you get really bad. You want to be really good at selling? Tell a story about your product. Tell a story about how you ever got started doing what it is that you do. That people will resonate with that. And that's what I've been doing for 10 years. I've been telling the same story, how every day is Saturday. Same story with a different variation, you know, of things that are going on. This month, I'm speaking in Orlando and Vancouver. Next, it's New York and then London. That's a story. There'll be stories that come out of those four venues, but the whole past journey, you know, the last 10 years of building this brand of everydayisaturday.com, it's just telling a story. You want to get good? You want to do what you want to do and love what you do and have significance? Tell your story to people, because the ones that want to hear it will stick around. The ones that don't, they don't need to be around anyway. And by the way, you can never say the wrong thing to the right audience. Wouldn't you agree with that message? You can never say the wrong thing to the right audience. So be bold, be brave, walk in faith. If you believe in God like I do, pray to God every day that he keeps you safe and keeps your family safe. Pray that you find significance in your life and you don't just follow the same lonesome road most people do, chasing money, chasing objects, chasing people, chasing things, chasing something. And when they catch it, it's so elusive, it's like nailing Jell-O to the damn wall. They can't get it ever. You know what you can get? Significance that leaves a legacy. Do you receive the message? If you receive the message, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know. I received the message. And don't miss that opportunity to come on board our academy. Send me an email. Let me know you joined. sam@everydayisaturday.com. I'll reply back to you and say, hey, welcome aboard. And I reply back to all the emails from people that are positive, that are empowering, and especially the Everyday Saturday Academy members. All right? So get on over there, edislive.com. Join us. We're changing lives, man. They're adding a ton of value. People are finding their significance in life again. Hey, it's great to have you inside the #1 motivational podcast on the planet. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.